You were a fighter pirate?
No. B-24.
Champ Vinay.
I'll be 97 in a month.
Vividly remembers June 6th, 1944, D-Day.
We knew it was coming. We didn't know when, of course.
Vinay was training to become a bomber pilot when Allied forces landed on the beaches of Normandy in the largest military invasion in history. But the drumbeats of war came to New Orleans long before.
What World War II did for my area, the Lower Ninth Ward in New Orleans, was create jobs. We're talking about coming out of a depression where unemployment was 15 to 20, and Higgins created a huge amount of jobs.
New Orleans businessman Andrew Higgins was part of the pre-war U.S. arsenal of democracy, supplying equipment to America's allies. When the U.S. entered the fight in 1941, his factories equipped the military with a vessel critically important to the D-Day invasion.
In the immortal words of Dwight Eisenhower, this was how we won the war. Without those Higgins boats, there was no way that we could put 156,000 troops onto the beaches of Normandy.
Keith Huxton is a senior director at the National World War II Museum in New Orleans, located where many of the Higgins boats were built.
This was New Orleans' great contribution to that war effort.
A contribution repaid in 2000 when the National D-Day Museum opened to highlight the Crescent City's role in the war effort. But some veterans who visited felt the museum needed more.
You have to expand the story. You have to include all of the American experience in World War II, why it was fought, how it was won, what it means today.
The National D-Day Museum transformed into the National World War II Museum in 2004 and now occupies a campus that continues to grow in a $400 million expansion, where 700,000 people visit each year.
I do not believe that our museum romanticizes World War II. We try to show the realities, and the realities are pain and death and suffering for large parts of the world.
Champ Vinay flew a number of missions in Europe during World War II as a bomber pilot. He is now part of a dwindling number from the greatest generation.
You know how much people like you bombed?
Yeah.
Passing along their stories.
The accuracy wasn't too well.
Which Vinay recently started doing as a museum volunteer. Vinay feels a sense of duty sharing stories of what he lived through.
It went almost 300 miles an hour.
And what was lost.
Well, maybe it'll help prevent it happening again. Of course, war has changed. It won't happen that way, but World War II, life was cheap. We lost people by the millions.
A message that resonates with visitors to this museum, which memorializes a war that General Dwight Eisenhower called a great and noble crusade. Cain Faribault, VOA News, New Orleans, Louisiana.